This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
I want to play this Mike Tyson audio.
Oh,
okay?
God, what a horrible fight.
Oh, man, oh, man.
I'm actually glad I didn't see it, because I would have been so mad.
So disappointed.
I wasn't planning on seeing it, and then everybody's plans changed, so then we went to Kylie's and watched it. It was like we couldn't believe it. Like, we were all jumping up and screaming for him to punch somebody. Like, because he wouldn't even punch.
Like,
he was
just
sucking on his glove.
Yeah, the whole time.
That was weird.
Seeing the fight, was it rigged?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I know that, I think, was it Yushpadil or Carson? Somebody said that they didn't think it was rigged.
I still don't think it was rigged.
Yeah,
I think that we had way higher expectations than we
should. No, it was staged.
Think about how he looked when he was training, right? He didn't even throw a punch.
Right, but when he's training, he's fighting stationary stuff that can't move, and then at the end of that fight, he revealed that he had a leg injury. So he couldn't close the distance.
And in fact, what's his name? The other guy, Jake Paul or whatever his name was, he said, I didn't hit him as hard as I could
because
I didn't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
I
mean, that's called stage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's called stage. When you walk into the ring and you don't want to hurt the other guy.
Yeah.
Look at the women before that.
I mean, and these
they beat the crap out of each other.
And these two didn't have any blood drawn.
Nothing.
None. I mean, when have you ever seen a fight where nobody's bleeding?
Yeah.
They actually looked perfectly fine as they went in before and after.
Not only that, they reduced all the rounds. In a pro fight, you're three-minute rounds. Yeah. And they went down to two.
But he's old.
Eight.
Okay, just don't even talk. Turn off his mic. He's annoying me.
It was completely rigged. This was a staged payday.
That's for sure.
That's all it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, and everybody agrees with that. It is true. And we were all suckers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did get suckers.
We believed the hype.
Yeah.
Here's part of the audio.
Congratulations on a very strong performance. Are you happy with what you did out there tonight?
Absolutely happy, yes.
Are you surprised it went the distance?
No. I knew he was a good fighter. I knew he was prepared. But I came to fight.
You know, 58, a lot of people thought you shouldn't be here. A lot of people thought.
I felt sorry for Mike Tyson. Didn't you?
I did, because I don't think that he realized how bad this is going to make him look.
I agree.
You know?
I mean, you're talking a legend here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he looks so pathetic. And again, he's 58 years old. He just shouldn't have gotten in there. But he kind of sold himself out for $20 million. Hell, I would have done that fight for $20
million.
Well, all
of us, right? Yeah.
I mean, but if you don't throw a punch. Just get in there and dance around for 16 minutes.
That's all they did. They just walked in a circle. It was, I mean, they didn't even have bruises on them. Have you ever seen Mike Tyson in a fight without even having any blood or on the other opponent or any kind of bruise?
Never.
Like Carson said, they literally walked out looking exactly how they walked in.
Unscathed.
If you would have talked to them, you'd have been like, wait, did you guys fight?
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right.
How's the other guy?
Yeah. I think for Jake Paul, I think this hurt him as much as it did Tyson, though. Because for me, I will never, ever watch another Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
Ever. Because those darn things are just completely rigged. He's in it for the money. He's turned boxing into the WWE.
For sure.
That's exactly what he's doing.
And then this stupid thing at the end where it's like, my brother will fight you. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing. When Logan got in there, I was like, okay.
Okay, right? And then the whole coming in with it, they came in. And you didn't know this, Carson, but they came in this big, stupid car.
Oh, I did. No, I saw a highlight, and I was like, really? God.
And I was even telling them, please, Mike Tyson, don't come in anything stupid. Yeah. And he didn't, thank God. He walked in like a normal boxer.
Didn't they say that Jake Paul's outfit was $1 million?
Yep, sure was.
A million, because he had diamonds or something?
Yeah, he had diamonds in it.
You're allowed to box with diamonds on?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, won't you cut your hands?
Yeah, but that doesn't even make sense. That just tells you right there that it's a staged event. He's got diamonds on his uniform.
And they also used weighted gloves, so they're harder to punch with.
Why would they do that?
So nobody could hurt each other.
Oh, my God.
Because their arms being so tired.
Oh, but it wasn't fixed. It was such a letdown.
Right?
Man, I tell you, though, after watching those two ladies fight beforehand, they couldn't. There's no way they could live up to that billing.
So now they're saying, because you know we were all waiting for the other fight.
Yeah.
It's the biggest viewing for a female fight ever.
And 65 million.
Yeah, and people now are more impressed with. It really was a good idea for them to box before that, because now love it.
It put female boxing on the map. Yeah. It really did. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show back after this.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.